Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. Men versus Women, Part 3. We left off last time with the thought of dying. Not physically, just the dying of the self, the ego, the me. Why was that so necessary? Because in order for us to let go and become what we can be, we need to die. The baptism is a symbol of death, getting laid down in the grave and rising up again as a new, forgiven person, an innocent. The scriptures are full of little remarks such as, lay down your life, if you lose your life for my sake, and it's in regards to overcoming our ego and letting it die in order to receive all the gifts God wants us to have. Doing the superconscious training that I've done and understanding the mechanics of the subconscious and how it always strives to keep us alive, it can make this dying of the self rather hard to do. Next part of the book is called He Will Lift You Up. Jesus decided to give up his life for you and me. We are very seldom asked to do this. Well, we all read about Abinadi this week, so sometimes God really requires this of us. But the reward that is given will be more than we could ever ask for. Job had it all, and he lost it. But in the end, the Lord blessed him immensely for his faithfulness and the dying of the self. When you refuse to act selfishly and choose instead to give to another, you are releasing God's power to join the two of you in a relationship. End of quote. One thing that I have come to realize for myself, that being too selfless is actually putting yourself into victimhood and selfishness. I wanted to give and give, and then complain about not getting back. I might not have verbalized it to others, but I felt it in me and I had the negative self-talk in my head. If you want God to get involved in your marriage, there must be a dying to self or a commitment to living a life of selflessness. End of quote. Then he starts to talk about interesting things. These are thoughts that have come to me for a while now that I just want to put out there. Don't ask God to change someone so that they will treat you better. Ask God to help you accept your death, and then it won't matter how the other person treats you. Divine love keeps giving no matter how people change or act. Divine love gives it all, lock, stock, and barrel. A dead man can't take anything with him. He gives it all. To love without conditions is to love as God loves. End of quote. It started with, don't ask God to change. I've been thinking about this while reading this book. We as women have a tendency to want to make our husbands change. But in that process, the message we're giving them is that you're not good enough, not worthy. You need to change. I have lived in relationships where I felt I had to change. My eyes, hair, clothes, and who I was at a core in order to be worthy to receive love. And that in itself is really soul-killing, but not in a good way. I don't want to make anyone change. That would mean that they are not good enough as they are. However, I would love to find someone to evolve with, who is hungry to become a better person. Not because of me, but because they feel the power inside of them and want to become the best versions of themselves. I don't want to change, I want to grow and evolve. And change is a part of that process, but not the outcome. The outcome is a better, more happy, vibrant me, living the life I want to live. So if you get that idea in your head, I wish they would change. Is that really what you want? Then you might not be a good match. I just want to grow and become the me I know I have inside of me. And in a way, that is the dying of the self that I am today, to leave room for the me tomorrow. Not quite done yet, but this is all for today. Until next time, be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.